T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts in for Chris Seedens on this Monday, and our top local story. Protesters caused a brief pause in the 35th annual Kingdom Day Parade. Let's find out about it as we go live now to South LA and KMX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
Yeah, Nathan, there were some protesters who stepped onto the parade route here on King Boulevard just as members of the LA County Sheriff's Department were about to move. They were carrying signs that read, "Killer Cops Out of Parade." It looks like the police department, though, maintaining a buffer between the Sheriff's Department personnel who were in the parade and the protesters. This woman wasn't happy about the demonstration.
I don't like it because they're ruining the parade for everybody.
Another woman I spoke to, though, she said she understood why they were there.
I think it's important. I think that you have good cops and I think that you have some bad. But unfortunately, the small ones, the few that are bad, it makes it hard for the ones that are really good.
And she said she feels for those who have lost loved ones to cops, but she also feels for the good cops who have to endure such demonstrations because it wasn't them. Reporting live in South L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Keep the stolen jewelry, but give me back my dog is the message essentially from a Sherman Oaks woman. That's what she's telling burglars who stole her Stella from her home.
Thieves broke into Barbara Goodhill's home and stole a computer, some jewelry, and her dog, Stella. She tells KNX the Labradoodle has a chip and was scanned at a pet hospital in Lawndale.
The woman who answered the phone told me very quickly that while Stella had been brought into the hospital with two men, two Latino men, that is how they were identified, they were initially going to return her. They said they'd found her, quote unquote, and they were going to return her. And they were hoping that this place would take her. But this was an emergency hospital that doesn't do that.
The two men left quickly with the dog. Goodhill says she's offering them $500 if they'll return Stella to the pet doctors of Sherman Oaks on Ventura Boulevard. No questions asked. And they can even keep the jewelry. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Former Angels second baseman, you might remember him because he was a great one, Bobby Grich, was robbed recently as he played golf at the Coto de Casa Golf and Racquet Club.
It was not the kind of hit-and-run play the Angels All-Stars remembered for. Bobby Grich was on the golf course just before dark earlier this month when a bold thief made his move. Grich told the OC Register he was taking a ball out of the 16th hole when he heard a commotion and saw a man in black stealing his golf cart. He yelled at the man and chased him down the fairway, but no luck. Grich eventually found the cart abandoned and got his phone back, but he lost his expensive golf clubs and his wallet with cash and credit cards in it. And that wasn't the end of it. Grich said that within a half an hour, the suspect went on a spending spree. More than $400 at Rite Aid and more than $250 each at Ralph's and Target. He managed to get surveillance images of the suspect from the Rite Aid. The OC Sheriff's Department would only say they're investigating a grand theft worth about $4,000. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The cause of a big fire that tore through an apartment complex in Seal Beach is being investigated. It started this morning on Montecito Road, damaging 5 units, leaving nearly 40 people temporarily homeless. One person suffered smoke inhalation, another with some burns, but both injuries considered to be minor. Orange County Fire Authority Captain Tony Bomarito tells KNX hoarding conditions in one of the units made things real difficult for firefighters.
When there's these hoarding conditions, takes a lot of manpower to start taking a lot of that stuff out, those personal belongings. So it just adds an exponential amount of difficulty to these types of fires. It
took about 40 minutes for firefighters to put out that fire. 3 teen boys were killed, 3 others injured when their car slammed into a tree near Corona in what investigators are describing as a hit-and-run crash, and a suspect is now in custody. Several of the victims had to be caught out of the wreckage by firefighters who responded to the late-night accident at Temescal Canyon Road and Trilogy Parkway. Officials say the car was actually overloaded, 6 people inside, because it was only designed to carry 5. It looks like the four winners of the top acting awards honors at the Screen Actors Guild Awards last night are now shoo-ins to win Oscars. Joaquin Phoenix, named Best Actor for Joker. Renee Zellweger, Best Actress for Judy. They'll both probably win, you would think. The supporting roles, actor roles, went to Brad Pitt as the stunt double in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Laura Dern for her role as a divorce attorney in Marriage Story.
Can you tell me a little more about what's going on? Because part of what we're going to do together is tell your story.
LA Times Awards reporter Glenn Whipp tells KNX what may be affecting Oscar voters here.
With Laura Dern and Brad Pitt, it's reward for a couple of really fine performances. But like all things Oscar, it's just sometimes an actor reaches a point in their career where they haven't won an Oscar and it's time. And for these two very well-liked Hollywood actors, that's the case.
He says that the South Korean movie Parasite is now a dark horse for Best Picture because its cast did win the top award last night, the SAG Best Ensemble Award.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.